If you've ever thought to yourself, why would anybody hire a professional organizer? I'm hoping after today's episode, you'll be saying to yourself, why wouldn't anybody hire a professional organizer? I mean, I know I'd hire one.
Welcome to Cocktails and Containers, your source for organizing strategies perfectly paired with a cocktail. And now, here's your host, who needs a little wine to go with her kids' wine, Christy Lingo.
Hello, and welcome back to Season 4 of Cocktails and Containers. So I often hear the idea floated out there that professional organizers are only for people like you see on the show Hoarders, or it's something that you should just be able to do yourself. So why would anyone ever hire a professional organizer? Well, that is what I am going to do a deep dive into for you today. I have 7 reasons why anyone, no matter what their level of organizing skill, can benefit from by hiring a professional organizer. I mean, I'm a professional organizer, and I can tell you that I've asked my husband more than once to hire me an organizer as a gift. But first, if you are new to Cocktails and Containers, welcome! My name is Christy Lingo. I'm a professional organizer, mom productivity expert, mompreneur coach, and a mother to 2 boys. I just celebrated my 10th year in business as a professional organizer on September 2nd. And since we're talking about professional organizing today, I want to give you a little backstory into how I started my business and why. When my husband and I decided to start a family, I knew that the job that I was currently working would not have been conducive to family life. Often, I had to be into work at 4 or 5 a.m., and so did he. And I don't know about the sitters where you guys come from, but they aren't real keen around here on being to work at 3:30 in the morning. So I started exploring options for home-based businesses. I made a list of things that I enjoyed doing and the kinds of careers that I could have that would be associated with those things. And honestly, I can't take full credit for the idea of being a professional organizer because it was my friend Kate who suggested it to me. And here's my favorite part of the story. After a conversation with Kate, I was at my previous job and someone comes walking down the aisle with a shirt on that says, "Who's your organizer?" And because I'm an extrovert, I walked right up to her and said, "Organizer as in professional organizer?" It turns out not only was she a successful professional organizer, a profession which I didn't even know existed 2 weeks prior, but she was a member of NAPO, which is now known as the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. I went to a meeting on Wednesday, September 2nd, and knew that I had found what I wanted to do. I filed for my business license that night and joined NAPO so I could take classes about starting my organizing business. And the rest, as they say, is history. Or maybe that was just the beginning. Never in my wildest dreams when I applied for that business license did I think that it would lead to a podcast, a book, and an online community of moms working together with the goal of organizing their homes. I am so thankful to everyone for all their support along the way, whether this is the first episode that you've listened to, or if you've been with me since September 2nd of 2009. And since we are celebrating today, I have a special cocktail that combines bits of celebration with bits of change of season. We're drinking apple pie champagne. To make this delicious fall-themed treat, you're going to start by putting cinnamon and sugar on the rim of a champagne glass. And for those of you familiar with the show, you know my little trick for keeping anything that you put on a rim on. You want to use either liquor or fruit juice to make it stick, not water. So if you've got a little bit of that champagne on your finger, run it around the outside rim of the glass, then dip it into a mix of cinnamon and sugar and put that aside to how's your drink. To make the drink, you will put 1 ounce of apple pie schnapps, which there are a variety of brand names out there, but my favorite by far is called Dr. McGillicuddy's apple pie schnapps, because why wouldn't you want something called Dr. McGillicuddy's in your liquor cabinet? I know I would. So you take 1 ounce of the apple pie schnapps and 1 ounce of triple sec, put that into a shaker over ice and shake it up real good, then strain it into that cinnamon and sugar rimmed champagne flute. Then you will top the whole thing off with champagne, being very careful not to let it overflow. And then how about a little sprinkle of cinnamon in the top? This is a perfect tribute to the fall weather that we have and apple picking season and all of those fun, warm fall flavors. But it's got a bit of bubbles and celebration in it too. And of course, you can pick up this recipe along with all of the cocktail recipes that we give here on Cocktails and Containers by visiting the show notes, which are at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And now, why might you want to hire a professional organizer? Let's say you're an overwhelmed mom who's kind of let things get out of hand and you just can't seem to catch up. Or if you or a loved one is a senior citizen and you're looking to downsize from a home to an assisted living facility and you have way more stuff than you have the energy to go through. Or perhaps you're a couple that's moving in together for the first time and you have double the stuff but one single space. All of these are examples of people that could use a professional organizer, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So here are my 7 reasons why you might consider hiring a professional to help you organize and simplify your home. First, we act as a fresh set of eyes for the clutter in your home. Have you ever noticed that something might sit in your living room or your bedroom or your kitchen for months or even years and you just kind of forget it's there? It just becomes part of the background. And as an organizer, knowing what your goals are and what your idea of the space is supposed to look like, we might be able to point out those things that you've been overlooking for days or weeks or months or years. Next, a professional organizer is not going to be your yes person. You could totally bring in a friend or a family member to help you go through your closet or go through the home decor in your basement. But will those people ask the truly hard questions or encourage you to make decisions that are going to help you get towards your goal of decluttering? That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be unkind. I'm going to ask questions or show some tough love when you want to keep that creepy clown doll that you've been hanging on to since childhood, but it's buried in a box in the basement. Another reason why you might want to consider working with a professional organizer is that our suggestions are going to seem much less like a personal attack. So if I say to you, you know, you're not really using these 10 years worth of utility statements that you have filed away in this drawer in the corner of your office. Do you think maybe we could take it to shred day this weekend? It seems like it's an expert opinion guiding you to make a positive decision on the clutter in your home. But if your husband or your mom or your friend says, hey, don't you think you should get rid of all this paper in your office? It might feel like a personal attack on your cleaning skills or your paper management skills, even if their suggestion is well-meaning. For some reason, the same suggestion from a friend or family member can feel like a personal attack versus the expert opinion of a professional organizer. And speaking of experts, professional organizers are space planning, clutter clearing, time management, productivity experts. I mean, it's what we do. In this day and age, we hire all kinds of people that are considered experts in their field to help us do things the right way. People like personal trainers to help us with our workouts, or tax preparers and accountants or financial planners to help us with our money. We eat dinner at restaurants with food prepared by chefs. We hire contractors to do our home repairs. All of these people are experts in their field. They have taken the time to learn about their craft and really hone their skills in that area. And that is exactly what a professional organizer is for your clutter. We are experts to help you figure out what to purge, what to keep, and what to do with the stuff that remains. And we're not just experts. We also provide accountability for you on your path to clear the clutter and get your home organized. Have you heard of the people who spend the time cleaning up before the cleaning lady comes? Or do you find that you personally work better if somebody gives you a deadline or an end date? Are you more likely to stick to a plan because you're paying for it? Organizers provide this kind of an accountability so that you can stay on track towards your goal of a more organized home. And not only do we help you reach those goals, but we help you do it in a really efficient manner because, and this might sound kind of harsh, but your stuff just doesn't mean anything to us. But let me explain why that's a good thing. Let's say that you sit down to go through a pile of paper in your office. And in these piles are things like birthday cards from your child's birthday party last summer, or handwritten notes, or unopened mail, or magazines that you haven't read yet. All of these things can hang you up or slow down the process of sorting, purging, and putting the stuff back that really does belong in the office. For me, I just see it as different types of paper that go into different categories. I can bust through these papers and magazines and cards and put them into piles for you to make decisions about later because none of this stuff is personal to me. So then once we've established all these other categories, we can focus in on the things you can make easy decisions about first to purge, and then the more emotional stuff can come later when you have a little bit more time. That's why the professional organizer is there to guide you through those things that would slow down the process and help you make more efficient decisions to get your office back in order. And finally, hiring an organizer isn't just hiring the organizer. You're hiring the years of research and resources that they've collected along the way. They know what products are best for the project that you're doing. They know how to get rid of or recycle things that you're trying to clear from your home. And they'll have a network of resources like counselors and handymen and women that can help you with any of the projects you have around your home. There are tons of resources out there to find a professional organizer in your area. Some of my favorites include the Simply Be Organized Partner Program, which I have talked about previously and I am a part of, and the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, also known as NAPO. You can also use social media to search for organizers in your area and check out pictures from some of the projects that they've been doing. I'll be sure to link to some of my favorite resources in those show notes, and in most cases, they're going to come out to your home for a free or low-cost consultation to help see what your goals are and then what the scope of your project might be. So to review, a professional organizer provides a fresh set of eyes, and they won't say yes if it doesn't help you reach your decluttering goal. They provide expert opinions based on experience and accountability to help you stay on track. They can help you reach your goals efficiently because your stuff is just categories to them, but in the best possible way, of course. They can help you get through all the decisions, even the hardest ones, efficiently, and they have the power of their network of resources to help with whatever comes up along the way. Thank you so much for listening to my season 4 premiere, and I hope that I have inspired or encouraged you to reach out to a professional organizer in your area if you find that you're getting stuck in your decluttering process. And remember, you can always grab links to the resources described in this episode and the cocktail recipe in my show notes, which are at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And if you haven't yet hit that subscribe button, what are you waiting for? I have all kinds of organizing and simplifying tips to make your family life easier each week here on Cocktails and Containers. Like next week when I chat with Lori and Sarah Strong from Strong Little Sleepers all about the importance of and how to create a sleep routine for your kids. Until then, may all of your things be tidy and all of your cocktails strong. Cheers!